Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and our Mouse Chatters today are Lauren, Steve, Chris, and Bob. And we also have, before I welcome them aboard, we also have Tracy and Scott from DisneyIndiana.com. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Thank you.
And Tracy and Scott, can one of you tell me what Disney Indiana is all about?
Well, Disney Indiana is something we kind of made up because we live way far away from either of the two Main Street USAs, so we decided we needed our own Disney place where we could share our love of Disney, talk about movies, talk about the theme parks, about songs, anything Disney related that we wanted to share. And the idea kind of took off from there.
We've been podcasting for over 4 years now.
Wow. You just got back from the park and just needed to do something to fill the time between visits, and Disney Indiana was born?
Pretty much. Our show was born out of Paul Barry's Window to the Magic. Tracy and I, about five years ago now, did an Adventures by Disney tour. We were on the very first Backstage Magic tour.
Oh, that's awesome.
You're going to have to tell us about that because we have ABD envy.
And it was a trip of a lifetime, pretty much. We went to Hollywood. We got to go to the
El Capitan Theater. We went backstage at the Live with Jimmy Kimmel.
Soda fountain there next to the theater, and down the street we went to Jim Henson Studios.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then Walt Disney Studios, Imagineering, and wrapped up with a couple days at Disneyland where we got to go backstage on a bunch of different attractions.
That's a dream.
That's like so. It's like a Disney dream. It is. And then you get to buy stuff at Imagineering, I think, too.
Yes. We actually got 30 minutes to shop in Mickey's of Glendale.
And we used every last minute.
It's like a game show. It's like, go.
But when we returned, we were fans of Window to the Magic and listened to Paul's show quite a bit. And we contacted Paul and told him what we did and wanted to know if he would be interested in talking to us for the show. And Paul's thought was, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, maybe we'll get, a half hour segment out of it. We ended up talking on Skype for over 3 hours.
Wow.
About the entire trip. And he ended up breaking it into 2 episodes of Window to the Magic. And after the show came out, he gave us a call a couple weeks later after he'd gotten some feedback and stuff, and realized that we had a genuine love for all things Disney and wanted to know if we had ever thought about podcasting.
And there you go.
And we go.
As they say, the rest was history.
So we struggled to come up with an idea at first, but we actually do live in the state of Indiana. So we decided that we were going to podcast from here. We're going to pretend that Disney Indiana is a real place, like it is. And we have our own Main Street USA. We've got
the cinema,
the Main Street Cinema. We've got some hotels. We've got one thing that we do for our listeners. We encourage them to move into town, and we tell them that the streets in Disney Indiana have no names, so they are encouraged to come up with names for their address. So they come up with all these Disney related names and stuff. Like Tracy and I, we live in Disney, Indiana. Our address is 5571 Main Street.
Ah, 5571. Love it.
Yep.
Which is
for people that don't know. Let's explain what that is.
The 55 comes from 1955 when Disneyland opened, and the 71 comes from 1971 when Walt Disney World opened.
Very nice. Okay. What we're going to do is, I didn't even mention this week's topic, did I? We just jumped into Disney Indiana.
Yep.
It kind of reminds me of Disneyana, but it's Disney Indiana.
We get that quite a bit.
Yeah, you have to be careful how you say it, because Disneyana flows off and I have to force myself Disney Indiana. But anyway, let's move on. This topic is going to be it's a top five list. I love doing these because they're very exciting, but it's top five things missed from Epcot. and I think this is going to be fun. Some of us have more than others, and so I'm going to throw, what am I throwing under the bus first? You know what? Scott, here you go.
So we'll start with our number five, which is the Kitchen Cabaret Food Rock Show.
Oh, I forgot about that.
No, that's on my list.
Yep. What's there? Isn't there like a, there's some Lion King thing there now that I've never even seen?
Well, Food Rock.
Actually, where Food Rocks was taken over by the queue for Soarin'. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that line is so long. Okay.
No, wait. Was that
I
with the one
that, about that.
Was that the one with the milk carton that was like cool?
Yeah, with the shades.
Yeah, the original one, it was an opening day attraction at Epcot and ran till January 1994.
Yeah.
That was the Kitchen Cabaret version, which was more focused on food groups, and then it was replaced by Food Rocks, which was a little more hip, with parodies of the 1960s and 1980s top 40 songs.
Yeah.
And it focused more on the overall good nutrition. That's the one that had Food Rapper.
Yeah,
voiced by
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Food Rapper. Veggie, veggie, fruit, veggie, fruit. Love it.
Oh my God.
Okay, go ahead. Number four.
Number four is Horizons.
Oh, that was on my list.
Yep. That was part of Future World. It opened in October 1983, and it ran until January 1999. I always thought of it as kind of a sequel to the Carousel of Progress, in that it's showing a family in the future. One thing I really liked riding it was getting to choose at the end which how you were going to end your trip, whether you were going to the space station Brava Centauri, or the desert farm of Mesa Verde, or the sea castle research base under the sea.
I always liked that type of interaction too, where you got to, it was like a choose your own adventure book, where you, mm-hmm. you got to put your opinions or your choices into action. I like that.
And then those big like IMAX screens, where you had the motion.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I always had to sit way back in my little car to try to not see the adventure that the people to the right and left of me picked.
I was trying to remember, did the screens come
they like
down?
Slid out to the on the sides,
so they were on the side.
Okay.
Or the dividers came out on the side to try to block the screens next to you, and then they I think the screen must have ran with you as you went through the last final scene, kind of like the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the ghost riders.
Yeah, except the
ghost hitchhikers.
Yeah, this is kind of a similar deal.
Well, the one thing to this day, every time I ride Soarin' and we go over the orange field, I think of Horizons.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just had a show on smells and that was mine. I was like, I know there was an orange smell in there and nobody else remembered it. Yeah.
And of course, Mission Space is now in the space where Horizons was. They completely tore down the old pavilion and built Mission Space.
And it had a super cool building, too.
It was sort of like a
Millennium Falcon looking thing.
It was almost like it was sitting on a point too.
Yeah.
It was a great looking building.
Yeah, very awesome. 80s futuristic.
Yes. Cool.
Okay. That's a good one. Number three.
Number three is Cranium Command.
Oh yeah.
What was that?
Oh, you didn't see Cranium Command?
Wonders of Life. That was great.
Yeah.
It was awesome too.
Yeah. I don't remember that one.
It was in the Wonders of Life Pavilion that opened in October of 89, and it ran until January 2007. It was a theater-based attraction where you were brought in to be a brain pilot, basically. There was this group of people that piloted brains, and you met Buzzy, who was given the most difficult assignment by General Knowledge, who was in charge. Buzzy got a 12-year-old boy. And when you watch the show, the screen looked like the inside of the boy's head. And so you look out his eyes, you can see what he's looking at. And then they had the heart and the lungs and...
we're here to pump you up.
Yes.
Exactly.
I gotta stop.
There was lots of very popular 80s TV and movie stars in there. John Lovitz, George Wendt, Bobcat Goldthwait, Hans and Franz from Saturday Night Live. They were all different characters in Buzzy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
awesome
in the 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, that was a good show.
I do miss that one.
Unfortunately, it didn't age real well with all of those characters.
Mm.
But it was so nostalgic. I just loved it. And to this day, I've got an audio recording of it, and I enjoy listening to it to this day.
I'm enjoying your list. What's next?
Scroll the wrong
next
way here.
Up, we have the Tapestry of Nations or Tapestry of Dreams Parade.
I didn't even
this
see that.
This was a really cool nighttime parade that ran around the World Showcase Lagoon. And it was part of the Disney World Millennium Celebration. It ran from October of 1999 to September 2001 as the Tapestry of Nations. They tinkered with it a little bit and brought it back as Tapestry of Dreams in late 2001, and that ran till 2003. The floats and the costumes for the parade performers were just amazing. They were designed by the same guy that did the Lion King on Broadway costumes, which now that I think about it makes a whole lot of sense. And to me, they kind of remind me a little bit of the Jammin' Jungle parade characters that you see today in Animal
Kingdom. Okay.
But more ethereal.
Yes.
I guess.
And the music with it had a very strong percussion drum beat to it, which was mm-hmm. awesome because it was supposed to reflect the passage of time.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of, you know, the drum beats representing time passing.
Well, there were several of the floats were these large drums
mm-hmm.
that they would play. But I did doing a little research on this. I had forgotten that this parade served as the theme of the Super Bowl 34 halftime show in 1999.
Oh, wow.
So Disney got a lot of mileage out of that.
Like most things, that's good.
Yes.
But yeah, they haven't had a parade since. Gosh, when was the last time? Yes, was that the last time they've had a parade at Epcot, a nighttime parade?
Yep, because they've got illuminations going on, and with people that staking out spots for that, it's a little more difficult, or because the street specter are kind of narrow.
Hmm. Okay.
Was that two? Was that number two or number one?
It was number
that
two.
Was number
we got,
two.
We got one more.
Okay.
And our number one is the original Figment ride and Image Works.
Oh, that was mine too.
Yeah,
that's on mine.
Yeah,
everyone loves
so
that.
So sad that that's gone, and it's so sad that they replaced it with
junk.
It really does stink.
What bothers me is the Image Works. From everything that I've read, it's still all upstairs.
Oh yeah,
yeah it is.
Yeah, the pavilion's pathetic now. I remember all that as a kid.
Well, when they first redid it, they even took Figment out, took away half of the track so they could have that area there at the end where they could open up the little shop and everything. So the ride is only
stored.
Yeah, about half the space that it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the original song, the Sherman Brothers song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagination. Imagination.
I mean, you do hear it a little bit at the end in the current one, but it was a lot longer. It was a lot more creative. It talked about how Figment was created.
Yeah. And I missed the Dream Finder.
That was the best part.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that when I was looking at this list, because you got in the car and it went into this big circular thing, and they had that
dream catcher.
Yeah,
that machine.
That was like unbelievable. Yeah, it had all these effects going on and all these little wings going through the sky, and then Figment was made, and it was unbelievable how that whole piece was even put together. And then they got rid of that whole thing.
Well, speaking
of, they have one of the Dreamfinder vehicles is up on the wall in Mouse Gear.
Wow.
Speaking of the original Dreamfinder, if you get a second, go to the pixievacations.com website. And one of our agents has his picture, because everyone has a picture. Well, he has his picture with Dreamfinder and Figment from, 20 years ago. I don't want to age him or anything, but, you know, from a long time ago. And I think that's just adorable. So look him up.
We went to Epcot. This was probably 6 or 7 years ago, and they had a walk around Figment at that time.
Wow.
And there's
he was just there for a little while.
Yeah, there's a building there's the main building, and then near the exit up on top near the dancing fountains, there's another small little building, and he was in there.
Huh.
And so we've got a couple pictures with him, you know, but you know, not the I never got to see the walk around Dreamfinder and the Figment puppet. I think that would have been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed the play, the DreamWorks up top with the pin boards that you could run your fingers on.
Yeah,
yeah.
I used to love those.
Yep.
Touchy feely things.
Yep. And then you'd run through that tunnel with all the neon lights.
That was on my list.
Yep. Yep.
And drawing on the touch screen computers.
Yep.
This was the early mid 80s, so that was still really new.
And then the cool elevator. Yeah, and last time we rode that, it was like someone took a black piece of cloth and covered up the entrance to it or something. It was awful the way they had done it.
Well, and they also, I think, didn't they have like the giant kaleidoscopes and stuff too back then?
Yeah.
Yep.
They had the huge kaleidoscope that you could turn.
And they had the area where you could do the little films in front of the blue screen, and they put you in like a Western.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they have the virtual, the motion sensor orchestra type
stuff? Yeah, you can move your hand in the light.
I love that.
They still have the stepping stones and the electronic philharmonic. Yeah.
But the stepping tone things it doesn't even look as, like when you used to come through the little sensor tunnel thing, and the rainbow tunnel, and you'd come out, and that was when you came out to the stepping.
Where you just jump around.
Yeah, yeah, and it was dark, and now it's kind of like, it's just there.
Yeah.
Well, we're also a little older, and maybe not.
Yeah, it's not as cool. It's like when I did Mr. Toad's.
Oh, that's not what it is at all.
Yeah. Don't ride Mr. Toad at Disneyland. You'll be disappointed if it was your favorite ride when you were a kid.
It was,
yeah, and then I rode it, and I was like, and then I took my kids on it, and they were like, that was the only ride that both of my little girls were like, I never want to ride that again.
Well, Brooke like hid the whole time.
It was awful.
Oh, you know what's weird? I actually loved that ride at Disneyland.
I do too. And I was a big fan of it at Disney World as well.
I loved it as a kid. It was my favorite ride as a kid.
I like it when you go in and it's all hot and you're in hell.
And is it just me or do those little demons look a little like Figment?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Exactly.
To tie it back.
There you go. Yeah, I miss Figment.
And most people probably, you know, unless you're a Disney diehard and you've been going for years, they probably don't have any idea who he is.
That's just wrong.
What I liked about Epcot when it opened, he was Epcot's character, and there was no Mickey Mouse there or Goofy or Donald. Mm-hmm. None of those characters were there. It was just Figment and Dreamfinder.
Yeah.
It was their park.
I would love to see, you know, Dreamfinder and Figment make an appearance for Epcot's 30th, but
they brought the orange bird. They brought the orange bird back.
Well, yeah,
they're kind of going a little retro, so maybe they'll come back. They need to redo that whole pavilion.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, it's funny because even on New Year's Eve,
was walk
you know,
on.
Probably, yeah, it was like, I think it briefly went up to, you know, like 10 minutes or 20 minutes.
30 seconds.
You know, and then it was like a 2-minute wait the rest of the night.
It's like
the queue and not the actual ride itself, right?
Right, the queue, the wait time for the queue, yeah.
It's like the guy has to, like, you have to poke him to wake him up to push the button to start the ride when you walk in there.
And I remember, again, when we went probably in 83 or 84 with my family, I remember waiting, winding our way through the dancing fountains, which, again, were awesome because I'd never seen anything like that before.
Oh, yeah.
I have pictures of those. Oh, man. Memories.
Mm-hmm. Making memories.
Yeah.
I
might break out into song.
All right. Pick someone else, Lisa.
Okay.
It's going to be tough because a lot of the good ones are gone.
Yeah.
By the time you get to me, I'll just say ditto.
Yeah. It's like, I want to go before they're all spoken for. But Chris, we're going to go with you because you had a little bit of a tough time.
I did. I had a really tough time because I don't really like Epcot that much. I really only like to go there to eat and hang out. I know. it's really disappointing, isn't it, to know that? But I'd rather go to Animal Kingdom than to Epcot, which I know is blasphemy. However, one thing I really miss at Epcot is that Rhine River ride in Germany. Oh, wait, they never put that
they
in.
They never built that. How about the river ride they're going to put in Canada? Oh, they didn't
do
that either.
I missed that, too.
Oh, and the train in United Kingdom? Oh.
How about the whole African... Oh, wait a minute.
It's coming.
You know what? Actually, I would love for them to put in a Russian pavilion. That would be awesome. But yeah, you know, they didn't put in that Rhine River ride, which I think would have really done something for the German pavilion, because it's really kind of... There's not a heck of a lot going on there. And you can't fool me with that little toy train. That's not really doing that much for me. However, I do have one thing that I miss from Epcot, and that's the Lights of Winter, which are no longer there. And if you don't know what the Lights of Winter are, it's... Go ahead.
I just remember what they were. Aren't they going bridging from Future World to World Showcase? Not those lights?
They're the Lights of Winter. And yeah, that's where they go. They go in that one long area, and they're like overhead, and they used to, you know, they were pretty, and now they're gone. So
is that the arch?
The arches.
Yes. Yeah, the arches.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, they were.
Did you have too much wine at that point? There were sparkly things, but I don't remember.
I didn't know they were called the Lights of Winter, but the arches were on my list. That is like my number one thing that I miss.
Yeah, okay. Supposedly they were. I think they went away. What, last year, 2 years ago? Because
they went away in 2008.
The archers are still there.
Okay,
they're still there over by the Value Resorts, over by Pop Century.
Well, I thought they had gone away. They took them away because they claimed that you know, they weren't LED efficient and
the
they were old style lights.
Was outdated. That's
Steve, when you and I were at that Christmas, they said that they were trying to talk about a way to possibly bring them back at some point.
Yeah, we went to the behind the scenes tour over at the warehouse where they do all the Christmas decorations, and we talked to the guy.
Yuletide Fantasy Tour.
Yeah, we did like a version of that. We did like a little getaway, and we were talking to the guy, and he was saying, you know, that's like the number one question, and supposedly Imagineering. We did it. When was it?
March. February, March.
And he said that Imagineering was working on something, and yes, everybody's very disappointed that they're gone.
Yeah,
we'll keep our fingers crossed then for this holiday season.
I wish they could make it in such a way that you didn't have to look at them during the day, because they were kind of ugly during the day.
Yeah, but when they would, and you would see the reflection of them in the lake. It was so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, that was on my list too. I'm gonna have a top one.
I'm down to nothing at this point.
Was that all you had, Chris?
That's all I had.
That's all you missed?
That's all I missed. Everything else is there. Via Napoli.
Oh, yeah,
you like new. That's all I want from Epcot.
If they took Via Napoli out, Chris would never go back to Epcot.
Are you kidding? If they took Via Napoli out, I would chain myself to that fake David statue and let people pelt me with dimes and pennies, because I wouldn't have any reason to live anymore.
Wait, can I actually videotape that?
Let's do it. Hey, we're eating there in 2 weeks. So, you know, are you signed up? You're going to the party that night. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm curious, Chris, when was your first trip to Epcot?
1987.
Okay. I was just trying to figure what some of the, because, you know, there's a couple of big things that no one's mentioned yet, and I didn't know if you would have been around for them. So I'm not going to say them now. I want to see.
So you played by the rules, and you stuck to those five.
Yep.
We're not always that good.
I have a good one that nobody's mentioned yet.
Okay, wait.
I swear I'm so bad. I will literally go to that park. I'll go eat, and then I'll go back somewhere. I'll go somewhere else. I never spend any time.
I can spend days in that park. I love that park. I do.
It's my favorite, too, I think. It's tied with Magic Kingdom.
Well, because I don't have to ride stuff. I like to just walk around, eat.
I
appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'll go there for food and wine.
Can I tell you, though, since my kids were three, that's been their favorite park.
Huh.
Good for them.
You're raising them right.
Have you ever been there at Christmas?
That's because I feed them wine at that time, you know.
Right. There you go.
Have you ever seen this, the Christmas narrators, the that's not the right term.
Celebrity Mary, the world. The candle. Oh well,
candlelight processional.
Yes, right. Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
I thought you meant the.
I love the storytellers too.
Yeah,
I just think there's so much to do there, and there's like at Disney World, and there's so little to do at Epcot.
Yeah, but
we're gonna work on her.
Oh my god!
Yeah, Chris, you and I are gonna spend a day in Epcot next time we're there.
All right, okay, but you're gonna have to feed me.
There's I'll a churro involved.
There's a churro.
Oh god, their churros are horrible.
Yeah, they are.
Get something else.
Get a funnel cake.
Yeah. Do they have funnel cake there?
Yes.
Oh yeah, and the American.
They have everything there.
Yeah, because that's totally an American.
Yeah,
thing.
Slushy.
I'm going to France on my next trip, by the way, Bob, for your slushy drink.
Oh, you won't regret it. It's
the Grey Goose slushy.
I think you'll enjoy
it's
the Grey Goose.
Good.
The Grey Goose slushy.
You know what? Because it doesn't even taste like alcohol. It tastes like a slush. You know, like you would get at 7-Eleven.
And
is that the Grand Marnier?
Have you had one, Steve?
Haven't had it, but I've heard wonderful things about it.
Yes, it's very refreshing on a hot day. It's just got a slight alcohol, taste to it, and you know, much more of an orange taste, kind of like a creamsicle without the vanilla. Chris is right. I mean, just enough alcohol. I mean, for a lightweight like me, one's enough, half is enough.
Bob,
I don't call you a lightweight.
Lauren, yes. There's a challenge in there, I think.
There is.
We're all going to be there in 2 weeks, so we need to, well, not the party pooper Griswolds, but everyone else. So,
thanks.
Anyway.
And okay. We're moving on.
Yes, yeah. Steve's giving me the eye here. Bob, you're next.
Okay.
This will be fun.
Oh, can I go before Bob? He's going to take mine.
No, I probably not, but because a lot of mine were already taken.
Well, you can still reiterate the ones just to get credit.
The first thing on my list, again, no particular order, the Living Seas, Sea Base Alpha.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of my, I was wondering somebody would note it.
And it rained. And rained.
It's difficult for me because, I mean, I went to the Magic Kingdom in like 1980, and then I didn't make it back to Disney until the late 90s, and then into the early 2000s, and you know, so it wasn't until like I actually moved to Florida and was close to Orlando that I was going more often. So I think I missed a lot. Like I don't remember Food Rocks, you know, and Kitchen Cabaret.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I had to watch a YouTube video on it. But yeah, I do remember the Living Seas and Sea Base Alpha, and I specifically remember those aquariums having a lot more fish in them too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's just a shame now that you go by, you know, huge sections and they're just empty.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can, you know, bring that back to its former glory.
I am glad they brought the ride back. I wish it were still the original ride through the, you know, the hallways where you'd be surrounded by the aquarium, but
mm-hmm. They had to Pixar it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I do miss the hydrolators.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about those.
You'd go in there and it would like, if I recall, it would like we're traveling to the ocean floor, right? And that's something like
pressurize and
yeah. You see the movie, then you go in the hydrolator and you go deep, deep, deep down, and the bubbles come by you, and the floor shakes.
Yeah.
I was always sad to go there in the off season when they wouldn't have the hydrolators running. They just had both doors open, so you just go straight through.
Yep. You mentioned Cranium Command. I was going to mention the entire Wonders of Life Pavilion because besides Cranium Command, I liked The Making of Me, I think it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Body Wars. Remember Body Wars?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And how about Goofy About Health?
That was mine.
Oh, yeah. I remember Goofy About Health. But Body Wars, oh, my God.
I don't remember Goofy About Health.
I do.
I don't remember
like
that
a sports.
Either.
Okay.
Body Wars, I do.
Hosted by Otter.
Directed by Leonard Nimoy.
Well, Body Wars, of course, and I guess, did it run the same dates as the Pavilion?
Yes, it did.
You know, kind of like a Star Tours type attraction.
Simulator.
You know, they would, as I recall, you would shrink down and go into the body to, it was a person had gotten a splinter, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so you would travel through the bloodstream and see the whole process with the, the white blood cells coming to attack the scene and, you know, make sure that there was no infection. And, you know, it was just neat. I mean, it was educational, of course, like so much at Epcot, but, I don't know. I mean, I always enjoyed that attraction, and I, you know, it's one of those pavilions that, you know, you go by and they still have the DNA double helix.
Yeah.
Out front.
I think they took it down.
Oh, did they finally take it down?
Yeah.
Hey, okay.
On eBay.
There's rumors now that they're getting ready to raise the entire building now.
I saw that there were notices of commencement filed, but it appears to be for just a couple of attractions. So I wonder if they're just looking to clear out attractions that are left over inside.
Well, I'd always heard the rumor that the Body Wars, the simulators themselves, were taken to, I think, Hong Kong when it opened there for use in Star Tours. So I don't think they're there anymore.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, I can't see them taking away the whole building only because they use it for
And
wine festival events
Flower
and Garden. And it's so sad to walk in there. I mean, I always feel sad walking in there because like it was right over there. I used to watch Cranium Command right over there. Not the marquee, but they had like seating.
The seating is still there.
But they finally painted over the sign for Body Wars, which had one of the best hidden Mickeys in it.
The Broccoli Mickey.
Because they had what looked like kind of brain material, kind of broccoli type. And there was a hidden Mickey in there. It was one of my favorite hidden Mickeys.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad to see all that stuff go. And then it's worse when you see it just sit there for
not being
years.
Replaced.
Yeah.
Right. I can't believe they can't find anybody to
sponsor.
You know, be a sponsor and come up with a great type of attraction. But the other thing that I miss is, and it's still there, but I consider it forgotten Epcot, is Innovations back when it was innovative. You know, like back when it was like, you know, groundbreaking and, you know, here are things in the future.
Yeah.
And now it's not. I mean, it hasn't been updated in a while. And I mean, because you could spend hours in there.
And I was never allowed to because, you know, you didn't go to Disney to do this kind of stuff. You went to ride rides and look at countries.
Well, I can remember one of the first times I went to Epcot going into Innovations and Sega.
Oh, that was mine.
Display there.
That was,
and I remember playing like Sonic the Hedgehog and all
awesome.
That kind of stuff there. And, you know, my
I remember
like,
that.
Yeah.
Disney World, you're not supposed to be playing video games.
Yeah. That was on my list.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Play the video game.
I don't know how you guys remember.
That
I
was
remember
like the
playing
best exhibit.
I Love Rock and Roll on their Guitar Hero thing. They had a guitar simulator. And I did I Love Rock and Roll.
Mm-hmm.
That is so funny. Now that you're saying it, it's all coming back to me now.
I think it's the last one on my list.
All coming
back. Unicorn East, the Sega exhibit. That was awesome. And they had the 10 NASCAR race thing that you could get on for free.
And do you remember when Bill Nye, the Science Guy, had a show in there?
Yeah,
he had his own little back room.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was before he was in Universe of Energy, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. When that first opened, I lived in Sarasota and I was a kid, and I remember I was like an hour and a half from there, and like AT&T had some watch like video phone that they had on display or something, and I was like, wow, I can come here like once a year and see the latest new stuff that's just been released. And then, you know, 10 years later, it's like the same
stuff. Right. You know, I mean, like, I'm surprised the Sega exhibit isn't still.
I know. That was like, yeah. And that was the best one. And then they took it out. And it's just awful.
Right. It's a shell of itself. And again, I wonder, like, wow. I mean, if they could get somebody like Apple in there or Microsoft or Samsung or, I mean, there's so many groundbreaking companies, you know, that do cutting edge stuff. You know, it would be so cool. But I don't know. A guy can dream. You know, the other one has been mentioned: Journey into Imagination, Figment, Dreamfinder. You know, that was awesome. I hate what they've done to that that attraction. You know, that's just really sad. But I think we kind of covered that one pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other thing, and it's not an attraction or anything, but I miss Epcot when it didn't have all those giant, whatever you want to call them, barricades.
Oh, those memorial-looking things?
Yeah, thing where you could buy a photo and have it etched on to the...
Oh, you don't like the Leave a Legacies?
Well, it clearly never caught on, apparently.
Like they're like tombstones. They're like giant... Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the Leave a Legacy, that's it. I mean, you could get your picture taken, and then they would, like, etch it on to the...
Well, rumor is that there... Isn't the time almost up on those?
Yeah, they're going to go away soon, aren't they?
Yay.
We're on there twice, so I kind of have a soft spot for them.
I actually think that it takes away from the entrance to Epcot.
I agree 100% on that.
I just never thought it was pretty.
If I remember correctly, when we signed up, it was during the Millennium Celebration.
It's 20 years, right?
It was guaranteed for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's obviously past 10 years now.
Well, in case of a bomb blast, you know, it'll, you know, protect Spaceship Earth, you know. I think my sister's on there with both of her husbands. You know, she's...
You know. In one picture?
Well, she lives in Utah.
Right next to each other.
No. I no offense to people in Utah. No, I mean, she's married twice and yeah, each one of her divorces is on there somewhere. But
oh, divorce too.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. I think it's hilarious.
One thing that was cool for us is we went there and we our best friends now. We had not met them, you know, back then. And when they went to Epcot, they got their tile done. And they live in Oregon now, so we never get to, you know, we've not been to Disney with them or anything, but when we go to Epcot, we can always go and see their picture, which is kind of cool.
That is neat. And I know I know they were trying to do, like, the brick thing, like, at the Magic Kingdom, and it just never caught on. So, you know, you have all of these giant marble slabs at the front of the park that
it's
have
sporadic.
Nothing on.
Yeah, sporadic etching.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's almost like a security thing or like a I don't know, and I totally agree with Lauren that it detracts from the front of the park when
Wait,
you're
Bob you
write it
with?
Down
I do you can I will put that in writing for you
mark
I,
the calendar
I will agree with what you said that I think it takes something away and I miss the Epcot when it was all open and you just had a clear view of Spaceship Earth, so that's my list.
Okay. Steve, do you have anything?
All right, so I only have a few left, and these
I'm
were like
have
ones.
None.
These weren't even on my list, but back over to Interventions, the Segway exhibit is now gone. We went and did the Segway tour a couple months ago.
June.
Was it June?
June.
I can't remember.
It was June.
So in June.
Tour, but not the exhibit in Interventions.
Yeah, so you can't get it's. You do your training still there, but you can't, you know, ride a Segway for a few seconds and
can't wait in line and be trained.
Take a quick training on it anymore. It's just they do the training for people that are on tours there now, and everything else is
you have to pay for it. In other words,
yeah, basically.
Okay.
And so so it's all gone. And then you guys were talking about over at Spaceship Earth, that original fountain, the small fountain with the acrylic piece that used to be there, was super cool. And then they took the acrylic piece off. Now it's just a bunch of little rocks that the water runs down. I like the original Epcot fountain. It had
I'll
the Epcot logo
up.
On it.
Yep. Yeah, the original Epcot logo
that
for that matter.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a good one, Steve. The original Epcot logo. Wow.
Yeah, they used to have those logos for all the pavilions. Yeah, the Living Seas and... Imagination. Yeah, those are really a little retro piece. And then I have another teeny small one, and there used to be a little, because everyone's got all my big ones, there was like a little cappuccino bar over by the big fountain on the right.
On the right, there was.
When you're walking
where
in.
That little bakery ice creamy place.
Yeah, and you used to be able to get like a really good croissant and a cappuccino.
You'd
and just
get
kinda,
breakfast there first thing.
And you could sit there and watch the people. Oh, it was awesome.
I remember
was
that
where that where Club Cool and stuff is?
No, it's like there's like an ice cream. It's on the other side of Electric Umbrella on the right hand side. It's right by the fountain.
It's, right there.
It's like an ice cream place now.
Yeah.
That serves like Edie's or some off brand.
Yeah, okay. That's I thought that was over by Club Cool, but
Edie's
right next to. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
But it used to be really good. I used to just go there and I actually would bring my laptop and just work there when I was a cast member because I could get in. And so I'd just spend some time there and just work on stuff on my computer.
Writing in a novel.
There you go.
Where people could see you.
I would. It's like that. I just saw that on Family Guy.
Like every great writer.
That's right.
You gotta go to Starbucks.
And... That's right. I just saw that on Family Guy. I just watched that same
right,
episode.
Yes.
Yes, for their insert. Yeah, there right. we go. But yes.
That's it?
Yeah, then I had all the other... I can't believe you guys got Sega or Communicore.
Oh. As soon as he said it, I totally remembered it, which is odd, because I don't think I spent much time there, but I remember the time I did. Okay, Lauren, don't take all of mine. I've got a couple that are untouched, and I want you to go ahead, but don't take them all.
I only have one that's untouched.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Everything else was on my list. I had Body Wars, Journey into Imagination, Horizons, Imageworks. Actually, I'm lying. There was two. I had The Arch, which I didn't know that it was called something else. the other one I have is Illuminations back in the 90s.
Wasn't it better?
It was. I don't like the music. I don't like the Earth.
Yeah, the Earth is not as cool.
It's just not. I just loved the way it was before.
They used to have more lasers.
I miss the lasers.
I miss those too. It made the show a lot. I mean, it was a laser show.
Yeah, there was a lot of lasers.
I don't even stop to watch it usually.
And there was a lot more fireworks. Now it's a lot. There's a lot more of a lull. It seems like when the globe.
I think it's kind of lame now.
And they leave all the stuff in the middle of the lagoon all day long. It's just sitting there.
And it looks ugly.
Yeah.
They need to redo Illuminations. They really do. That needs a major
overhaul. I agree.
I wonder if they got to be thinking of like World of Color or something.
That would be perfect there.
Except you'd have to do it from all different ways.
But they could. They could.
They could do World of Color light just like they do Fantasmic light.
I agree with that, yeah. Yeah, that is a completely different show at Disneyland now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my last one is I don't know if anybody remembers the two-story bus.
I have that.
Yeah. Oh, the junk canoe.
I've got that on here.
Yep, the omnibuses, the double-decker buses, and you could ride them around World Showcase.
Yeah.
And there was a point when they actually had characters on it.
Yep. In the morning, they would come out with the characters on it.
I wonder how they ever did that with all of the ECVs and strollers and...
I don't think they had as many of that back then, though. This was 20 years ago.
Was it really? Gosh.
Yeah,
that was
in the 80s.
It was in the 80s.
People used to walk
20 years ago wasn't that... 20 years ago wasn't the 80s. Yeah, was it the... No, it had to go into the 90s because I remember it in the 90s.
Well, they definitely had it during Mickey's 60th. So that was what, 88?
Have you guys ever watched a show called The Muppets Go to Walt Disney World?
No.
That bus is featured in it, the Electric Mayhem play a concert on it.
I believe it.
It's right. That's from 88 or 89, isn't it?
Whenever Disney got the rights to the Muppets, It was one of the last things that Jim Henson worked on.
Very cool. Hmm.
So that was my two that nobody mentioned yet.
Well, you guys have left me with scraps.
There's one huge one that no one's mentioned yet. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
The things that we've already talked about, Wonders of Life, specifically Kitchen Cabaret, Imageworks and Original Journey into Imagination, the double decker buses. Now, Kim Possible is a recent deletion that I'm upset about, but it's not to say I don't appreciate Agent P, but I really enjoyed the Kim Possible.
Well, we haven't done the Perry or the Phineas and Ferb adventure yet, so we have to try that.
I have to cross these out. So Kitchen Cabaret is gone, Journey is gone, Wonders of Life, Kim Possible, Imageworks, Double Decker Buses. So I still have a couple to talk about. I miss Walter Cronkite. Spaceship Earth.
Yeah.
I miss him, and I miss Jeremy Irons too. I thought he did a good job as well.
He did. I'm a Walter fan.
Yeah, I like them both. I'm not as big a fan of the current.
I have no connection at all. I have no. Yeah. I don't even know who it is. So.
Yeah.
No. It's, no disrespect to Judi Dench.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a James Bond fan, you know who she is, because she's the M in James Bond now.
This is corny, but I miss it being called Epcot Center.
That's not corny. I agree with you.
Is that kind of like Hollywood Studios and MGM?
Right. Yeah. Don't change the name. Well, because they did what? Epcot 94,
well, we worked
Epcot
there, and it
95.
Was, when I worked there, it was Epcot Center, and they made a big deal about calling it Epcot Center.
Yeah. And it was Epcot Center. And now
Epcot actually stood for something.
Right. And all capital letters.
Yep.
And now it's just the name. It's no longer an acronym. So I don't know. Wonders of Life. Okay. So World of Motion. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Yeah.
He doesn't say that anymore. At least not like that.
He's not even there. No, he's over in.
He's there. He just doesn't say anything. You can't hear him.
No, where's he at?
He's in
Spaceship Earth.
Yeah.
They've turned him. You said World of Motion, but he's in Spaceship Earth. He's facing away from the ride now.
That's right. He's facing his back.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you don't even see him. Because he was communication. And then the last thing that I have on here is making your dining reservations with the tele-reservationist.
Yes. Those were super cool.
I actually almost put that down.
That was so cool.
I remember that. Yeah, was that just at Epcot or was that in all the parks?
I just remembered it at Epcot.
And it was only for the World Showcase.
It was in the back of Spaceship Earth.
Right.
In that AT&T World Community.
It was
actually
right where the sign is with the wait times now. That's where it was.
Yeah, you're right. That's where it was.
I think it is.
Yep.
Cool. Those are just some details that I miss.
Well, you can do that on your iPhone now. If you don't see the people.
Right, I know, but I'm...
Yeah, that was cool for the time.
It's outdated, but I miss it.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
For that fact, you used to be able to get a walk-up to a restaurant, you know, and now, we have walk-ups to Restaurant Marrakesh.
I had not tried to book a dining reservation 1 year, and then I went the next year. And I couldn't get in anywhere. And I was like, what the heck happened? What did I miss? It was like overnight it happened and you couldn't get in anymore.
Changed, yeah. Mm-hmm. It changed. It used to be a lot easier to just show up and get seating. And no.
Yeah, you missed getting seating.
I want to know what Tracy and Scott have in mind that no one mentioned.
Well, World of Motion just got mentioned there at the end. I'm surprised that no one mentioned the original GM World of Motion attraction and that great song, It's Fun to Be Free.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. I don't remember that. When was that?
No.
It was before Test Track.
It was before Test Track. I remember riding that. That was fun. But then Test Track is so much better for an actual thrill ride that I kind of...
Yeah, it was a slow-moving history of transportation.
Yeah.
I remember when Maelstrom was considered the thrill ride.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I was like, let's go ride Maelstrom.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was nothing thrilling at all.
That was the big one. And I'm so glad that nobody mentioned the arm and wand on Spaceship Earth.
I hate that. And I almost put it on there.
That's not something I missed. I hated it.
Well, I hated it too.
Yeah, that's something I...
Hottest thing in the world.
It needs to go. Leave Spaceship Earth alone.
Well, I don't know. Tackiest might be the ear hat inside Hollywood Studios, but
and I hate that too.
Yeah,
I actually like the wand. I don't mind the hat. I mind the big stage in front of the hat now.
Get rid of it all.
Yeah, I want to look down the street and see the Chinese theater.
Thank you.
The hat can move over into the animation courtyard.
Yeah,
there's lots of room for a giant hat. Take it away.
I actually liked the wand. I thought it added a little something special. Otherwise, it's just a big round ball.
It was nice for 1 year, but when they left it on for longer than that...
Yeah, it was just supposed to be up there for the Millennium Celebration, which was 2 years, but...
And we'll give them that.
Yeah.
We can give them
that. I know one other thing that my wife really misses is the beaver tail in the Canada Pavilion.
Oh, that was almost, yeah, I almost put that on my list. I wasn't sure if it was officially gone.
I had just discovered them like the year before they phased them out.
It's like a, Lisa's looking at me like what is it? It was like a pastry with like a brown sugar type.
Yeah, it was like a flat donut.
Yeah.
A flat cake, well, flat yeast donut with, and it was like a whole wheat, and then it had, yeah, the maple on it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
It was pretty good. Mmm, little cheddar cheese soup.
I love that soup.
All right, we're going to get into food again.
No.
Well,
unless the real quick, anyone has a food that's no longer here or there in Epcot? You got to think fast, though, because Steve's looking at me like, we don't have time
for
this.
I miss the original Coca-Cola, the whole where you drink the
Oh, I had that on my list.
Yeah, before Club Cool, where you would go on that old...
what was it called? I'm blanking.
Ice Station Cool.
Yes.
What was that?
It's over by Test Track.
It's where Club Cool is now.
Yeah. They had the Arctic Cat that was parked out front that had the Coca-Cola treads on it.
Yeah.
You kind of wound your way through the...
it was like a ice cave.
Yeah,
ice
where cave, it actually snowed.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, okay. Hmm.
That's right.
Well, you know, it's much more fun to watch people drink Beverly.
You could still do that then.
Yeah.
Oh, could you? Oh, see, yeah, because I love telling people, oh, you've never tried this? Oh, yeah, this is the best one. You're taking a nice big...
Terrible.
nice big long sip.
That's how Bob starts his private tours.
Yeah.
And you wonder why they're not successful, right? I mean, they just... they go downhill
no more wonder.
From there. So.
But yeah, the whole... I think my biggest thing is the whole Wonders of Life. I thought that was a fantastic... The hands-on educational thing... I loved it. The senses.
I miss riding those bicycles that had the little screen that you would go through Disneyland.
Yes. You had to keep pedaling and you'd go faster and go around people. And yeah, I remember those.
And the little video
I
was
Disneyland.
Get
that little video from my recumbent exercise bike.
I wish I could say I have an extra exercise bike, but I don't. I'd be lying.
Treadmill or something. Yeah, that would be kind of neat. Gosh, it's I don't know. I think the biggest losses were probably the Wonders of Life Pavilion and Journey into Imagination with and Dreamfinder Figment, you know, that
agree.
Yeah.
You know, we lost so much in those two, and
that hasn't been replaced or been replaced poorly. I mean, when World of Motion left, we got Test Track. When
Horizons
left, we got
Mission Space.
Right. So yeah, I mean, at least somewhat comparable or, you know, e-ticket rides. Yeah. Not everybody's cup of tea, but yeah, certainly better than what we have at the Imagination ride now. And to say nothing of Universe of Energy, you know, with Ellen, you know, that was.
Yeah, that has not aged well at all.
No.
It's unanimous.
So, I don't know. I kind of like to go in there because I get to look at a young Jamie Lee Curtis for a little while, so I'd not have a problem with that ride.
Okay.
And it's air conditioned.
It is nice and long and relaxing.
It's a nice place to take a nap.
Yeah.
Right.
I like to bring the kids in there to cool off. It works. So, okay. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up because we will get distracted and go on tangents like you wouldn't believe. So... We're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. I'd like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. I'd like to thank Tracy and Scott for joining us from Disney, Indiana.
Thank you for having us.
At disneyindiana.com.
And as always, send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.